This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by the City of Pella, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, DeHeisen Carpentry, Pella Corporation, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Marion County Fair Association, Pella Precast Products, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Dandy Farms, and Newton Village. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do our local veterans organizations do? In the fifth part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in depth with Patrick Stark with the VFW and the American Legion in Pella. When did you go into the service and what branch?
Okay, Bob, I went in 1982. I joined the Iowa Army National Guard at that time. I signed up for the draft when I turned 18. I was a college freshman, and 1969 was the first year for the lottery. Your number could be anywhere from 1 to 365. I was fully willing to go. I was even thinking about enlisting, but I thought, well, I'll see what I could do here in college, keep it going. And my number was 215, which is kind of in the mid-range. Don't really know what that meant because of the manpower needs. But I never did get drafted. I finished at the University of Iowa, went to work, and then later I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I better get to do it now. So I signed up in 1982, Iowa Army National Guard. And before that, a couple of years, I joined the Civil Air Patrol. And at that time, we were flying L-19s, which was an Army Air Force observation plane. I got checked out in that, and I became a squadron commander over there in Anamosa, Iowa, and thought about getting into the aviation part of the Army. It was all pretty much rotorcraft at that time. And so the aviation background kind of came in handy for the second deployment that we did in 2003 and 2004.
Where did you serve then? You say you were deployed?
Yes, sir. Our company, the 209th Medical, out of Iowa City, the 109th Medical Battalion, we were called up in 1990 for the first Gulf War, and we went to Saudi Arabia, and we were in Kuwait, in Kuwait City, and then we went into southern Iraq, and it got over sooner than anybody thought, and so for about 5 months we were in theater, and then we returned. And I stayed in and moved into battalion, and when we got called up in January of 2003 for the Iraq War, our battalion was called, and the battalion S3, who is the operations officer, assigned me to be the battalion S2, which is intelligence and charts and weather, enemy tactic, techniques and procedures to try to be aware of all that. And that was largely due to that aviation background that I had, because the charts that we used, that were given to us, were aviation charts. And so I could read the charts, I understood them fully, understood the significance of where the airports were in country over there, the prevailing winds and that kind of thing. And so for my last year, I was the battalion S2, which is the intelligence part for the battalion.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Carter Construction, McCall Monument, Cushman Excavation, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, and Don's Heating and Cooling. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Verduft Agency, Culver's Appella, Heritage Lace, Goulet Heating and Cooling, CrossFit Turnup at KNX Fitness, and Prudential First Appella.
I continued my conversation with Patrick Stark with the VFW and American Legion in Pella. Back home here in Iowa, in Pella, you are a member of both the VFW and the American Legion, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you give me a little bit of a history of the, let's start with the Legion?
Okay, well, the American Legion started soon after the First World War, and here in town, the post started here. I think it was chartered in 1919, and it was named after John Van Veen and Garrett Van Hemert, who were two soldiers from Pella. John Van Veen lost his life the Second Battle of the Marne, I think it was in July 1918, and he's buried in France. And then Garrett Van Hemert was in the 82nd Division, which later became the 82nd Airborne Division, and he died in September, and his body was returned to Pella, so he's buried at Oakwood. So in 1919, when the post was chartered here, it became the Van Veen Van Hemert Legion Post.
And so how many members are there today? Do you have a ballpark?
Somewhere in the vicinity of about 150 members in the Legion here. And the VFW, it's much smaller. We have 38 members.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Garden Chapel Funeral Home, Midwest One Bank, Klein's QuickTime, Marion County Rural Water, Main Street Market, and Great Western Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Gata Enterprises, Cone Corner, Knoxville Farm and Home, Dave's Wholesale Furniture, Subway of Pella, and Summit Realty. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Patrick Stark with the VFW and American Legion in Pella. How about a little history of the VFW?
Nationally, the VFW started soon after the Spanish-American War, and actually, it's a little bit older than the American Legion. And the post here in town was named the Howard D. Versteeg VFW Post. And Howard Versteeg was one of three brothers serving in World War II. He was in the Navy, and his brother Dwight was in the Navy, and Glenn was in the Army. And Howard was the first young guy from Pella who lost his life in World War II. The Historical Society reports 23 from Pella, and Howard was the first of 23. And his ship was hit by a German submarine in the Atlantic in February 1943, and they never recovered the ship or anyone on that ship. And the post here started in March of 1946, and the first commander was an attorney here in town, Pete Goss, and at that time there were 60 members. They were made up of World War I and World War II. The World War II members would have been all the young guys who returned. So that's what started the VFW post here at Pella.
Well, you're quite the historian.
Well, when I joined this post, I had to look that up, and in this day and age in the internet, I found it off the internet, had articles in there from that time period in 1943. Howard Versteeg was considered missing and lost, missing in action for well over a year. And then finally he was determined that he was deceased. And so there was a memorial service here in town in 1944 for him. So I think it's significant, and I think we should remember these individuals. You know, the post bears their name, so it's something that we should remember.
Well, yeah, but I bet that a lot of people forget those stories. We hear the the name of the post, but we often don't think back to what that means. And so thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
That's pretty darn interesting. So even bringing up their sacrifices here for a moment on the radio, I think it's of significance that we all remember. And we probably don't remember enough, do we?
Probably not. And in terms of remembering, we tend to be kind of short attention span. But I think by and large, the public is much more aware of what the military has done and what not only the servicemen but also their families. It's a big sacrifice. And here lately with the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's the families that really, they've really served as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Derails Details, Thistles, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Dowie Pest Control, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Harsin Construction. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Perk Cup, Pella Feed Service, Carriker's Auto Outlet, DeVore Homes, VFW, Thomas Highway 5 Motors, and Lauterbach Buick GMC.
I continued my conversation with Patrick Stark with the VFW and American Legion in Pella. What does the Legion and the VFW do now? I mean, how are they engaged in the community?
Well, we're a veterans organization, and we're geared toward supporting our fellow veterans in need and in the current military. There are priorities for both organizations, and they're pretty much the same. We promote the VA health care, the suicide prevention and homelessness for veterans, VA benefits and compensation. We do have, both organizations have service officers in Des Moines, and about every county, if not every county in Iowa, has a service officer. Mike Kuhn is a service officer here in Marion County. Mike's a member of our post as well. And so if we run into a situation where we have a veteran who needs assistance, we can refer him to Mike and help with that. The younger guys coming out, the ones that are switching from military to civilian life, a transition. We work on the quality of life from military, education and employment. For example, the Legion has the Flag Essay Contest, which is very successful here, largely due to a teacher who we can talk about here in a little bit. We promote defense and homeland security, and then a complete accounting of the POWs and the MIAs. So that gave you the laundry list of what we do. But both organizations pretty well do that.
Well, tell me about that teacher.
Okay, our teacher here in town is Mrs. Lisa Zylstra, and she's a fifth grade teacher at Jefferson Intermediate School. And she has been very proactive regarding patriotism and Americanism and guiding our students at the school. And the American Legion here in town has had a very successful flag essay contest, which is an essay speech contest for fifth graders. And they write, they have a theme and they have so many words to write on. And there's been a large amount of participation in it. And I wondered who was behind that. And I checked with fellow Legion members, Al Nachtaborn and Ed DeYoung, who have headed that up, and it's Lisa Zylstra who promoted that. And so every year there is a contest for the fifth graders, and the top three are advanced to the next level and on to the state competition. The VFW has an award for teachers who, or anyone who is behind that, and so Mrs. Zylstra, being the outstanding teacher that she is, we put her in for that. She was recognized as the Teacher of the Year this past January, and that's for K through fifth grade.
Now, are you actively recruiting some of the younger guys to get involved with your organizations?
We are. We are, Bob.
Younger guys and gals, I should say.
Yeah, service personnel. In 2005 or thereabouts, the Veterans of Foreign Wars created a position called the Military Assistance Program. And each state, each department is to have a chairman for that. And the Iowa VFW state commander is from Cedar Rapids at that time. And I got acquainted with him because we were doing a flag burning ceremony, and he was looking for someone to do this job for Iowa. He couldn't find anybody. He asked me if I'd do it since I'd served over there recently. And so I gave it some thought and decided to. So what that does is it promotes the relationship, the interaction between the VFW and today's military. And most of them in Iowa are Guard and Reserve. Most of them are younger. They're working. They have families. They're very busy. But my job for the state VFW is to promote the relationship or the interaction between the local posts and the VFW.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today about the organizations, the Legion and the VFW?
I think by and large, the public support for the military and the service organizations is improving. I've noticed that, and so I just ask the listeners to support the military families. They sacrifice quite a bit. And also a sales pitch for recruiting. If there are any recent Iraq or Afghanistan veterans who would certainly are welcome to join us, we meet at the Memorial Building here in town. The VFW meets the third Tuesday of the month at 7:30 p.m. And certainly encouraged to join our ranks. And if you're a World War II veteran who hasn't got around to it yet, you're welcome as well. So if you're eligible, please consider joining. We need the numbers.
Thanks to Patrick Stark for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.